Okay, today we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Dalid Amar Aleph. We are holding on Daf Dalid Amar Aleph. We are at the word Gufa. So the Gemara is going to go back to the question, the Safek Rav Bibi Bar Abaye raised. Gufa, by Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, Hidbik Pas Betanur, Hitiru Lalu Redosu Kodim Shavudechi Uchata Solo Hitiru. If a person put dough on an oven on Shabbos and then realized that it was Shabbos and therefore he was about to be in violation of the Malacha of Ofa on Shabbos, of Afia on Shabbos, but if he takes down the dough before it bakes, then he will avoid violating the Melacha of Afia. Is he allowed to take down the dough on Shabbos? Why wouldn't he be allowed to take it down on Shabbos? Because there is an Issa Drabanan called Rediyas Hapas. It's only an Issa Drabanan, but it is Asr to take dough off of an oven on Shabbos. So the question is, now that his options are sitting still, leaving the dough there, and then automatically being in violation of an Issa Dar Raisa, a Chiyuv Chatas, does he leave the dough there, or is it better to actively go and violate the Issa Drabanan in order to avoid that Chiyuv Chatas? What is the situation that Rav Bibi Bar Abaye is addressing? If we're talking about a case where he put the dough there b'shogeg and he doesn't even realize that it's Shabbos today and that the malacha is therefore usher, so what's the issue? Meaning the guy doesn't even know to ask the question, so what kind of question would it be? Meaning he doesn't even realize that he had done anything. No, the case must obviously be that he put the dough there without realizing that it was Shabbos, but now realizes that it's Shabbos and now he wants to take the dough off of the oven. So mi mechayiv, well, would he be chayiv v'chatos in that situation anyway? V'atnan, meaning even if he would leave it there in that situation, he wouldn't be chayiv v'chatos. Because v'atnan, kol chayiv v'chatos, ein l'chayivin, ashet shetei tchilos on shkaga, v'sof on shkaga. Person is only chayiv v'chatos if the beginning of the malacha was done b'shogeg, that he doesn't know that he did an iser, and the end of the malacha is also b'shogeg, that he didn't know that the iser was being done until the gemar malacha. Over here, he does realize before the baking happens that he's baking and that it's Shabbos, and therefore he wouldn't be chayav echatas even after the dough finally bakes. So why does Rabbi Bibi say that kodem shevul dechiv chatas, that should he quickly remove the dough to avoid violating chatas? Even if he doesn't remove it, he's not in violation of chatas. So Ella b'mezid. No, it must be that the case is that he put the dough there b'mezid. He knew that it was Shabbos. He knew that it's also to bake, and he put it there anyway. Well, then why does it say kodem shevul dechiv chatas? It should say kodem shevul de. It's just skila mi bayle. If he did it b'mezid, then what the shaila should have been is, now that he wants to do tshuva, he wants to remove the dough, is it, should he do it to avoid a chiyuv skila? Forget about a chiyuv chatas. Sam Rav Shila li olam b'shogeg, uleman hitiru la'acherim. No, the shaila is that the guy did it b'shogeg, and he still doesn't realize what he has done. He still didn't realize that he violated Shabbos. And when we say, are you allowed to remove the dough, we're not talking about the guy who put it there. The guy who put it there doesn't realize. He has no motivation to remove the dough. Talking about, I see that this person had put that dough by the oven on the oven on Shabbos, and I know that it's Shabbos. Should I violate the Issa D'Rabbanan of removing the dough in order to prevent him from violating the Chiyuv Chatas? So Maskel Rav Sheshes, asks, well, why would we tell me to do that? Do we tell a person to do an Avera so that somebody else will benefit? Meaning I should violate an Issa D'Rabbanan so that he won't violate an Issa D'Araisa? Now the case must be that it was b'mezid, the kodem shevul de iserskila, and what ve'ima kodem shevul de iserskila, and we just need to change one word. The word should not be kodem shevul de chiyuv chatas, it should be kodem shevul de iserskila, that the guy wants to remove it so that he not be chayiv skila. Then we have another lashon, ravacha breid rava masnila behedya, amar rabbi varabaye hidbik pasbetaner hitilo losa kodem shevul de iserskila, that he said that it is mutter to remove it in order to avoid the Isser of Skila. So main point over here is the Shaila of Rav Bibi Varabaye, whether you can remove the dough, whether you can remove dough that you put in an oven on Shabbos, was a case where you did it b'mezid and you want to avoid a Chiyuv Skila. right? We raise the possibility, just to quickly chazer outside, we raise the possibility that it was a case where the guy did it b'shogeg, and the shaila is, can someone else take the dough off of the oven? But then we said, no, no, of course you cannot take the dough off of the oven just so somebody else shouldn't violate the chiyuv chatas, because chiyom lo la'adam kedei chatei kedei shiyiska chavircha. We never tell a person to do an aveira so that somebody else will benefit and will not be in violation of an issa. That's an interesting klal, because it doesn't seem that that's the klal throughout all of Shas, that we always tell someone not to do an aveira in order to prevent somebody else from a bigger issa. That's a discussion that Tosos has, that we do find that we do say to a person in a number of other situations, so you have to make some sort of chiluk. So Tosos has a couple of suggestions over here, but not for now. Okay, says the Mishnah. Pashal ha'ani yasyado. The Mishnah said that if the ani sticks his hand inside and he puts something into the hand of the balabayas, so it takes something from the balabayas' hand and pulls it out, the ani is going to be chayiv, because he did the akira of the chayfetz from Rishus Rabin, brought it into the Rishus Yachid and placed it down there, or did the akira of the chayfetz from Rishus Yachid, brought it out into the Rishus Rabin and placed it down there. So Gemara discusses why the ani is going to be chayiv, even though he didn't do the akira and the hanacha in a way that he should be chayiv, because am I chayiv? Why would he be chayiv? Vabi'inan akira v'anacha me'al gavi mokam arba in order to be chayiv for Hotzal Shabbos, don't you need an akira and hanacha from a place that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim? And over here, you don't really have that, because since the ani stuck his hand inside and he put it into the hand of the balabayas, he only did an akira and a hachnasa l'rishas yachid, but he never really did a hanacha, because he put it into the hand of the balabayas. When he took it from the hand of the balabayas and brought it outside, he only did a hutzah and a hanacha b'rishas rabim, but he never really did an akira in Rosh Hashanah, because he only took it from someone's hand. So why is he chayiv chatzos for such a malacha? He didn't really do the malacha in its fullest way, so he shouldn't be chayiv. Amar Rabba Hamani, Rabbi Akiva, Damar Lombi, Men Makam Arba Al Arba. We must be something like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that an akira in hanacha does not need to be from a space that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Where do we see such a sheet? Ditnan, because the Mishnah is going to say much later on in this Masechta, and Daf Tzadivav, Hazorik Mirshusiach, Rishusiach, Rishusrab, Be'emtza. If a person throws something from one Rishusiach to another Rishusiach, and there is a Rishusrab in between the two Rishusiach, Rabbi Akiva Mechayev Chem Potim. Rabbi Akiva says, Yechayev Chatas, and the Chem say, Yer Potim. From Rabbi Akiva, we see that apparently you don't need a Hanach on a place of 4 by 4 Tvachim, because in the case of where you throw from one Rishusiach to the other, the object that you threw never rested on the Karka in the Rishusrab in between. And still we view it as if it was hunach in the karka in between. So our Mishnah must be similar to Rabbi Akiva, and therefore if the ani sticks his hand into the Rosh Hashanah and puts something in the hand of the balabayas, even though it's only into a hand and not into a makam, the scholar of al-tfachim, that's called the real hanacha, and he's going to be chayiv. And the same is true when he puts something out of the hand of the balabayas, that's called an akira from a real makam, and he's going to be chayiv. So from the Gemara explains the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chum. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Kiva says that we assume something that's in midair is as if it's resting in the space that's beneath it. So since it's flying through the Rosh Hashanah, we view it as if it is resting in the Rosh Hashanah. Rabbanan Savri, lo amrinan klut to kamishon chadami. And the Rabbanan say, we do not assume klut to kamishon chadami. We do not assume something that's flying through the air is viewed as if it's resting in the space beneath it. So main point number two over here is that the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that it's a valid akira when you pick it up out of a hand, and it's a valid hanacha when you put it down into a hand, it must be assuming like Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that you don't need hanacha on the makam dalid al dalid, because kluta kamisha hunchadanya. Something that's floating in midair is as if it's resting on the space below it. Okay, we'll stop there, even though it's really right in the middle of the conversation, but the conversation will go on for a while, so we'll pick up from the bottom line, Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow.